Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we read out your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your kids. And then our guest expert answers them. He also takes advice from the Holy Quran and the Hadith of Noble Prophet and the Imams. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas is with us. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Brother Liaqat is a Hausa scholar, and he has also expertise in psychology. Well, we as Shias are, alhamdulillah, treasured with the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam. And someone who really lit up this knowledge was Imam Baqir al-Islam. And we really want to know how he brought up Imam Sadiq al-Islam. So the question we have, how was Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam raised, and what aspects of his childhood and early training led the foundation of his monumental scholarly and spiritual legacy? Yes, we know, like, I think the maximum of ahadiths we have from the Imams are from Imam Sadiq al-Islam.
Yeah.
And definitely this is a question of a lot of parents, like, how does such a scholarly figure come out with what kind of upbringing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, when a father is like Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, Baqir al-Ulum, alhamdulillah. We are proud to have such alights, Imams alayhi salam, like who are guides, the shining stars.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Whenever I think about them, and of course all the Shias as well, it should bring tears in our eyes that Allah has blessed us with such noble personalities as Imams alayhim salatu wasalam, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam, and the other Imams as well, salawatullahi alayhim.
Yeah, as one of the ladies put it, like, I was doing a program about Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and she was like, we were in the dark, and someone who came with the nur of knowledge was Imam Baqir alayhi salam.
Of course, indeed.
Yeah, indeed, like all the Imams have definitely done their efforts in their own eras, in their own times. But someone who in the political situations got really the time to expand, because those political parties were engaged with their own stuff that time, and they got the time to expand knowledge was in Imam's time.
Exactly.
Imam
Baqir's time. Basically the knowledge, Baqir al-Ulum, like someone who plows and who brings out knowledge from the soil, or of course, like, who brings out knowledge, who extracts knowledge, is Imam al-Baqir al-Islam. So someone who does a bringing towards his child, and there is no surprise if we see Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam from Imam al-Baqir al-Islam as his son. So this noble father treated his son not just as a son, but also as a student and a successor of a teacher. So it's like basically a teacher is doing a bringing to another teacher. So he, you know, even right now, Rahbar al-Shaheed, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his noble status.
Yeah.
So over here we see his son becoming rahbar. It is not because he is his son. Okay, there are other children too, there are other sons as well, but because the impact of upbringing, in order to become a rahbar, in order to become a leader, is seen in Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect his life and of course protect him from all the enemies of Islam. So So over here, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, when he saw Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam teaching day and night and spreading knowledge, the same is also applied in his life. As of course, there is this thing that the political space was also provided during that time, for which is the reason Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam was able to propagate the religion of Islam. So there's another thing which is very eye-catching over here, which normally is not told, I don't know for whatever reason, is that Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam has seen the first-hand oppressive nature of Umayyads. Yeah?
Indeed. So we'll take a short break and we will expand the discussion more.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman. Don't give in to Shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah. Allahu Ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Yuhibbul Muhsinin, wa Khaliquna wa Rasiquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas is here and we are discussing the very the spiritual childhood of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, so that we learn from that. So yeah, you were talking about Imam Baqir alayhi salam, that he faced the first-hand oppression of the Umayyads.
Yeah, so he has seen the courtyard of Yazid, and he has seen where his father, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, with Sayyidah Zainab salamu alayha, would speak, where they would remain silent.
Yeah.
The same has been told to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. There, we were silent.
Yeah.
There, we spoke against.
Yeah.
There we behaved with, example, the people who have come to meet us in such a manner.
Yeah.
There, we were oppressed in this manner.
Yeah.
There, we have seen Imam Hussein alayhi salam's head upon the spear. So you see, the whole situation from the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the first hand information from the time of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the whole journey from Medina to Makkah, from Makkah to Karbala, Karbala to Kufa and Sham, and back to Karbala and Medina, and the whole thing is being told to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam.
Alayhi salam,
so this, the whole, I would say, upbringing, I would say, from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, is there, is seen in Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. You see, it's very important.
For example, I think one of the very prominent qualities, characteristics of all the members of Ahlul Bayt, whenever they have been dealing with the oppression of the oppressors, is their manners. In fact, even in those who were in the opposite army, I think it was the manners that made Hur the Hur. Like, for example, it was his manners towards Lady, his adab, his ethics towards Lady Zahra salam alayha, that became a source of salvation for him.
Of course.
And it's same manners like Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have been, taking care of, preserving, like when they are dealt with the worst of the statements and, worst of the comments, they know where, like as you said, they know where to remain silent, where to speak up. So this adab, this manner is very important, and it's one of the very prominent qualities of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam.
Actually, to be more frank, I would say manners are more important than everything. The first thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, through which he has I would say he would speak to the people through which he would do tabligh. He would preach the religion of Islam, adi manners itself.
Yeah.
So yuzakihim wa yu'allimuhum al-kitab.
Yeah.
First is purifying them.
Yeah.
And then there is the teaching of the Holy Quran with hikmah and wisdom, you see. So the first thing is adi manners.
Yeah.
So the main quality, what we learn from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, should be in first place, should be manners. How to be.
Indeed.
And this manners
have
a lot of impact in upbringing.
Yeah.
It's not how much we have knowledge about the books.
Yeah.
Okay, I might be a mathematician.
Yeah.
I might be a proper, a very renowned chemist.
But
I might be a very good doctor, a surgeon.
But if you lack adab, you lack everything.
But yeah, exactly.
So I will just take a short break here again, and we'll be back in a while.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and this is the last part of today's episode. So, Brother Liaquat, I would want you to conclude.
Okay. So, I would say whatever the father does, normally the son or the children would also inherit the same qualities. Imam Baqir alayhi salam used to go in the masjid of the Holy Prophet and would preach. He would give lessons. He would teach. The same thing is adopted by Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam as well.
Yeah, listening, hearing,
teaching.
Yeah.
He was a proper teacher. Like during his teens, he would also teach the other people who would come to the masjid of the Holy Prophet.
Yeah, and then when he expands the university kind of thing, then he one of the things that he does, the specific teacher for a specific subject.
Mm-hmm.
Like he tells specific students, like he sees who is good in what, and then gives them those subjects and tells them to teach.
Yeah.
Because teaching in itself is something that, you know...
And not to forget...
Enhances your
definitely
knowledge.
Definitely. Not to forget when you're talking about teaching, not to forget about the quality of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He is known as a sadiq. A sadiq is someone who is truthful. So a teacher teaching like 4,000 students, and who is truthful as well. Meaning, whatever he teaches, he would not lie. And this... is from his father as well. Of course, Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, his laqab, his title is Baqir. But he's also the truthful one. Like, of course, all the Imams alayhi salam as well. So, but he was well known to be so truthful that he was given the title as Sadiq.
Yeah.
That is the truthful one.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, imagine 4,000 of students telling one thing. He is a truthful one. So whatever he tells, he teaches is the truth. It's a lesson for all of us. When we are upbringing, we have to upbring our child in such a manner that he turns out to be truthful. People call him truthful. Yeah, and he doesn't lie at all.
Yeah.
No matter how risky the situation gets.
Yeah.
Our child should never lie.
Lie.
Be it to us, be it to the siblings, or be it to any other person.
Mm-hmm.
This is the life of Imam Jafar Sadiq.
Can we give the title of As-Sadiq?
Yeah, can we give the title to our child?
Is the
child being brought up in such an atmosphere and environment that we can call him As-Sadiq? Or no,
there are
problems in upbringing.
Do I only expect a child to be truthful and not behaving myself that way? Or... am I putting all the efforts and also checking on?
For him to become a sadiq, for her to become a sadiqa, I have to become sadiq as well.
Myself.
So it's a kind of upbringing on oneself.
Yeah.
We have to upbring ourselves. We have to upgrade ourselves.
Yeah.
If we are teaching them to tell lies, unfortunately, which happens in quite a lot of families.
Unconsciously,
Unconsciously, or even consciously. Just tell someone on the call, oh, I'm not home. Just say, I'm sleeping. This is a very basic and small lie, but the child is learning. And in future, in near future, the child can apply the same upon the father or the mother as well, upon the parents. that is telling lies. Okay, you have started with the small one, and of course, the bigger one, you have not taught them, but they have learned.
Yeah.
Because children have this quality of expanding things.
Yeah.
Whatever they learn, they're going to expand it.
Expand it. Do experiments with it.
Do experiments, yeah. Expand it, apply it wherever they can.
They can.
Okay. So once telling lies once, mm-hmm. it's like giving them license. Okay, you can do this anywhere you want.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous license.
Yeah.
And there's a hadith from Imam Hassan al-Askari al-Islam. Lying is the key to
all the filth.
To all the evils. Yeah. Like it's like a door. Once you teach them the key, it's not necessary that you teach your child.
Other flaws, they will come.
Yeah, so the child is going to learn everything, all the bad stuff. It's there in that, is in this small
same
thing
room,
of
yeah.
lying,
and you just handing over the key.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, brother. That's all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.